Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. The Drive is live, and it is a reaction Monday, and the whole squad is in the building. You hear Clint, who is just really venting. T-Mill in the building as well, and it is going to be a great week. Great week, great time here. Happy holidays to all, and we do have a reaction Monday. It does feel weird, fellas, because there isn't a game being played, right? We're not coming off the game on Sunday, and it's, you know, everybody was off, and you got to watch the game. Now, a lot was affected on Sunday with the Texans, but it's a reaction Monday, a lot to react to, and I think the first thing to react to is D'Amico Ryans. He spoke earlier and was on In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and he said C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie remain in the NFL concussion protocol. When C.J. Stroud is out of the protocol, C.J. will be our starter. Both Stroud and Petrie are expected to clear and be able to play against the Colts. That's coming from Aaron Wilson. You heard that today, Clint. Any concern about those two guys playing, or do you think it's just timing of why they haven't been cleared?
Well, I'd like to think it's just timing, but I mean, I think when you're talking about messing with the concussion protocol and messing with a player's, you know, mentals, I think anything's possible. So yeah. I'll listen, I'll tune in. I expect him to start, but boy, I'm not going to feel real comfortable about it until they clear it and make it so.
Yeah, so that is the latest there coming from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, as he spoke earlier today. C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie remain in concussion protocol. But as we said, man, we saw him on the field on Thursday. I think that was a pretty good sign, and they're thinking they would have from Thursday all the way up until Sunday would seem to be enough time with that. But let's hang in there on C.J. Stroud, Clint, because we believe that he will be back. And we now know from the coach, it wasn't a surprise to me. Now, there were some people who I think were being weird and delusional. But as we heard from the head coach, he said, when C.J. is out of the protocol, C.J. is our starting quarterback. And he will start. And I would believe if he's healthy and out of the protocol, he'll start Sunday. Are you looking at 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch? You can jump in on this too. Are you looking at C.J. differently now after this three-and-a-half-game stretch in which Davis has come in? They've gone 3-0, and you're looking at this team? Because when we last saw C.J., you know, you didn't know how you felt about this team and their opportunity to get to the postseason. Now there is a lot more excitement and feel and confidence on the potential of where this team could go when it comes to the postseason. How are you looking at CJ now?
Well, I mean, how am I looking at CJ? I don't know if there's any how I'm looking at him. I know there's I would say, some additional pressure on CJ Stroud.
So you think there is? So you think there's some additional pressure right now on CJ that was different from when we last saw him against the Broncos?
I mean, I think that the team is totally different. I mean, the team has momentum. The team has won three straight. We as a fan base, the coaching staff, the team, they've all watched Davis Mills have a fourth quarter where he put the Superman cape on. He did CJ Stroud type stuff and brought the team back. You know, he had a big time drive in the second game that he started, and they win the game, and then has a good couple of drives early enough and were good enough to get enough point, 20-point half, first half. I mean, how many times does that happen with CJ Stroud out there? And so, I think there's some additional pressure on CJ Stroud to play well. I think there's a ton of pressure on CJ Stroud to play well and keep this thing rolling after Davis Mills seems to have gotten him on track and gotten some good things, got everything moving in the right direction. The protection's been better. Nico Collins' production has been better. The play caller's been better. It seems like they've worked out the running back situation where Woody Marks is getting more run. You know, Dalton Schultz, it wasn't a huge part of the last game, but the previous two he was a big part of. So it seems like things are moving in the right direction offensively. So, I think there's a ton of pressure on C.J. Stroud to play well and not let this momentum die and win games. Yeah, I think there's a ton of pressure there.
You know, you were saying this, I think maybe after game one, one of the first games that C.J. missed when Davis came in, and I didn't know if I, you know, agreed with that. Like, nah, man, it's like people are gonna understand, like, listen, CJ Stroud is the starting quarterback, like Davis is playing against, you know, the Jags and the Titans, you know, and the Bills. Honestly, when you look at those defenses, those aren't the greatest defenses, and these were winnable games. But now that we've been able to see how it has looked, and now we've been able to see possibly the best out of Nico Collins this season, we've probably been able to see the best out of Nick Cayley this season in these last three games. I do think now there is a thought that there are going to be people looking like, yo, man, this should be better than what Davis did, right? Like, this should be something that is we should see even better than what Davis was doing. If there's a 20-point half, then that means, you know, with CJ and what he's doing, it should be even more than that. So I do think there is a little bit of added pressure with how things have shaken out over these last 3.5 games, and what not just Davis, but what the people around Davis has been able to do. The offensive line, you could argue, has played at its best during this time frame.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it. There's absolutely no. I mean, it's not a CJ versus Mills thing. It's anytime any starting quarterback goes out, unless it's a guy that's won a Super Bowl or a guy that's been a 5-year Pro Bowler or a guy that's like viewed as one of the top quarterbacks in the league, like significantly one of the top quarterbacks in the league. When anybody that's not of that ilk in the league, when they miss 3 or 4 games and they're you know, the guy that subs in and plays for him, their replacement, actually plays well, and you can say is the reason that you win one or more of those games, it's natural to say, okay, now if for some reason this other player enters the fold as a leader on the offense, as the voice and face of the offense, and the vibe's totally different, and you lose the momentum, and the players around them don't up their game the way they were with the other guy, it's natural to go, okay, hey man, there's a little doubt has crept in now. You know, this isn't as clear as it was, you know, 3 weeks ago where, boy, that was the guy. CJ was the guy, and it's undisputed, and there's no – and we're still at that point. But if for some reason this offense becomes a buzzkill all of a sudden the rest of the way, or for the next 2 or 3 weeks, there is going to be some – it's going to get real noisy around the quarterback. It's going to get real noisy around the organization about the quarterback. You better believe that. I think it's human nature. And it's not about is one more talented than the other. It's about – what we as fans, and what they, as more importantly, what they as coaches watch and feel. I mean, we've already heard D'Amico. The one good thing, I don't even know if D'Amico knew what he was saying or what he potentially was doing, but we've heard D'Amico come out and go, yeah, man, you look at Davis Mills' demeanor and how he's always calm, man, our team feeds off that.
Yep.
Our team stays calm. And I didn't even know this was ever going to be a thing because I didn't know CJ was ever going to get hurt. But you and I had, how many conversations did you and I have the first 6 weeks of the season about, man, this offense just looks overwhelmed all the time.
Yep.
Right? We had that conversation before ever knowing CJ was going to go out. And then Davis Mills come back in. And the one thing that the head coach says, like, critically or specifically about the offense is, yeah, man, we just stayed calm no matter what the situation was. And so I just think, Ron, that, look, people in the organization are gonna sense that and know that, and they're not going to be able to avoid it if CJ doesn't hold up his end of the bargain over the next couple of weeks when he's back. So I think it's very real, man. There's some pressure on him to play well.
Yep, as I see from coming from the text line, like I said, are you looking at CJ differently at this point, right? Are you looking at him differently than you did before? If you are, hey, I mean, and if you aren't, that's your opinion on the deal. I see some people. Davis' average is 20. What is CJ's average? Man, look at Matt Castle, not a franchise quarterback. That's what Davis is. Mills looks like he has better knowledge of the playbook and better vision of the field. CJ hasn't played behind this protection or line combo before. He'll be fine. I think it's insane or silly to even have the conversation of who is the starter or who should be the quarterback here. I think that's insane. But I've seen this before. Clint, right? Hey, Doug, look. All right, Davis threw on the cape against a playoff team in Jacksonville. Came down 29-10, made plays. Then came back the next week. I think it was an awful performance overall by the offense, but they go and get a last-second win. He drives the team down, and they beat Tennessee on the road. And Nico Collins is flourishing. Nico Collins is getting targets. Nico Collins is playing the best football we've seen him play since last year. And then if that drops, even though I think it's insane to even have the conversation, I could completely see how people will now look at this and just have – there's a comparison now, right, Clint? There's a comparison to another quarterback that everybody understands is a lesser, except for Tony in Houston, that understands that Davis is a lesser quarterback than CJ. And hey, man, you can't be looking worse. And I don't think Clint people will really look at it and say, well, yeah, you are playing the Colts and the Chiefs the next couple of games. I don't think people will look at it like that. They'll be like, hey, man, they got 20 in the first half against Buffalo. What you gonna do?
Yeah. They shouldn't. I mean, you look, Jacksonville and Buffalo, two of the three teams that Davis Mills beat are from a record perspective, better than Kansas City. You know, that from a record perspective, they're going to be better than some of the teams that CJ is going to play. Not necessarily Indy this week, obviously, but they're you know, there's going to be some very easy parallels to draw. But I'm with you. I don't think it matters. I think when the proof is right there in the pudding and you're a fan and you're going to the game and you're winning games in dramatic fashion, you feel like you got a good thing. You got people out there that can't stand Nick Caley talking good about Nick Caley. You know what I mean? You got people out there talking about
you can't deny it, Clint. No, it is the best we've seen Nick Caley.
Agreed. Right? And the flip side of that, Ron, is it's you're not going to be able to deny it if all of a sudden this offense is back to being a buzzkill, right? Even the, the staunchest fans are going to have to go, oh, well, I see what you're talking about. So, yeah, at the end of the day, you hope this is a moot point. I mean, at the end of the day, if CJ goes out there and does what he's capable of doing, nobody ever looks back. But the truth of the matter is there's pressure on CJ to go out there and play well and put all these types of conversations to bed.
Yep, it is. All right, as we just get through rolling here on a Reaction Monday, at D'Amico Ryan's Coaches Show Monday coming up at 5 o'clock, so we're out early. So stay tuned for that as a big week as the Texans get ready to face the division-leading Colts who've opened the door back up for the AFC South. So that's as we continue to roll here throughout the day. By the way, coming up on the other side, let's look at what happened yesterday. A day off for the Texans, but a lot happened around them when it comes to the playoff race, both the wild card and the division. We'll take a look at where the Texans are and what they've got to do with their remaining six games to get themselves into the playoffs. We'll do that coming up.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. The Drive is back on a Reaction Monday. A lot to get to, even though the Texans were off yesterday, but a lot happening around the AFC to factor into the playoff hunt that the Texans are squarely in the middle of. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, I love the interaction on YouTube, Twitch, the text line. A lot of people kind of jumping in with their thoughts on the last conversation. My man said, I won't feel differently about CJ unless the offense starts to take a real downward spiral. Someone said, if this gets messed up, then we'll know who the problem was. And I mean, that just that conversation is where, like I said, we have, I don't believe it, I don't agree with it, but we have something to compare it to now, Clint, and I think that's where people would go if CJ, if this thing doesn't look at least as good as it did under Davis.
Well, I mean, the texters are making the point of the conversation. It was a great conversation. I mean, that's the whole point, is right. Like I that's why when you ask a question in a way of like, how do you feel? Well, I don't feel any different yet. I mean, the hope is I never feel any different. You know what I mean? The hope is that what we all feel is CJ is the franchise guy, and CJ is, you know, physically more gifted and can do more things on the football field and allow you to be a much better offense than your backup quarterback. And so I still expect that. I still feel like that's what we're going to get. But the reality of it is we don't know what we're going to get. We know that it's not been pretty and it's been trending in the wrong direction since his rookie year. And all we could compare it to was Davis Mills, David Culley, and Davis Mills, Lovie Smith, and Davis Mills, Pep Hamilton, Davis Mills, Tim Kelly, right? I mean, like those were the guys that you could compare it to. And that was, now all of a sudden we've seen a different version of Davis Mills. And so you've got real time, real action that you can compare it to. And the reality of it is I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what everybody out there, for the most part, thinks that, hey, CJ's a starting quarterback. CJ gives you a chance to play at a championship caliber. CJ this, CJ. I agree. And the hope is that the play backs that up. But I'm telling you, I think it'll start at, if one game doesn't go according to plan, but you let two or three games go by and then and this offense is a buzzkill again and the offensive line sucks and Nick Cayley sucks and Nico's not getting the ball. I'm telling you, look out now. It's gonna get real noisy. That's all.
I think for some, there's one game.
Oh, I agree.
Because they're all so important.
I agree wholehearted. You look at the kind of the way this thing unfolded, and maybe you downplay Jacksonville and Tennessee and even Buffalo, given how good our defense played. You could even downplay that, right? And so now you look up and you're staring down the pike of Indianapolis and Kansas City. And, you know, so
on the road,
Yeah, good point. On the road, not in the friendly confines of your home here of NRG, right? On the road. And so as the competition steps up a notch, so should your play, given that you're getting your starting quarterback back. And so I think I agree with you. I think one, there's going to be some noise if one doesn't go according to plan.
Yeah.
But I, as this thing unfolds, I there's just some pressure for the young fellow to play well and squish all these kind of conversations.
Well, listen, they didn't play yesterday, Clint, but there's a lot that happened, and this wild card race with six to go is really getting interesting, because now with Pittsburgh losing yesterday, and they look like they're in a free fall right now, especially seeing how long Aaron's going to be out. But with Pittsburgh losing to Chicago yesterday, and now Baltimore, they're on a run, and they're taking advantage of this schedule they've had on the back end where they just dispatched to the Jets after beating the Browns, after beating the Dolphins before that. They are now in the fourth spot. They are now taking over the division. So now the Chargers and Jags and Buffalo are all now 5, 6, and 7. They're all sitting at 7 and 4. And now Pittsburgh technically is in front of the Texans right now at 6 and 5. They lead the 6 and 5 group of Texans, Steelers, Texans, and Chiefs. And this thing is shaking out interesting right now, as you got, what, three spots here to try to figure out who can make these final three wild card spots. And the Texans sit right in the middle of it as they sit at 6 and 5. What do you think they got to do, Clint, to ensure themselves to get in over the final six games?
Well, it's interesting because the way I look at it, Ron, is I think the teams that are 7 and 4, of those teams, Jacksonville and Buffalo are two of the three. The other one's the Chargers, right? And I think Jacksonville and Buffalo are going to be hard to catch. I really
don't know. Jacksonville with Trevor, I mean, they look like they could have lost that game yesterday. I mean, he threw three god-awful picks.
Yeah, no, look, anything can happen, because we're not talking about world beaters here, but sitting at 7 and 4, they got the Jets on their
and they
schedule.
got the two free squares.
That's it, man. they hadn't played the Titans yet. So they got those three games left on their schedule. I look at them, they're gonna get to 10 fairly easily. And I look at Buffalo, man. Buffalo's sitting at 7 and 4. They got the Browns, Jets, Bengals, and the Steelers all left on the schedule. And plus a couple more games. But those four are the ones that sitting at 7 and 4. I got to believe they're going to get to 10 or 11 fairly easy. You know, the truth of the matter is we've got Buffalo's number. DeMeco Ryans and our defense, they have Josh Allen's number somehow, some way. That's not the Josh Allen that other teams typically get, what we watch.
Yeah.
That's a huge plus for us. The reality of it is they're going to get to 10 fairly easily. And you know, I think that the team of the 7-win teams, the Chargers, they're going to need a little bit of luck to get to 10 wins. And
they got a lot of injuries, too.
Yes, they're beat to hell, and they're still on our schedule.
Yep.
Right? They're a game ahead of us, but they're still on our schedule, and they're beat to hell, and they don't have as many. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills do. So I think the Chargers are catchable, okay? And then obviously the elephant in the room is the Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 6 and 5. They've got Tennessee left on their schedule. They've got Las Vegas left on their schedule.
They got two ducks.
Yeah, they've got a couple of ducks. They've got the Chargers, who are beat to hell. They got Dallas, who is obviously was better this weekend, but you don't know what you're going to get there. So you've got, to me, it's there's one right now. I see it's one spot's available. It's going to be between Houston, Kansas City, and the Chargers. I think Pittsburgh is going to continue to slide. If I'm being honest, I think the Chargers are going to continue to slide. I think this thing's going to come down between Houston and Kansas City for that final spot.
Yeah. We'll see. Jacksonville, I don't know, man. It's just so – I feel like Tennessee's getting close and they may get somebody, and I could see them maybe getting Jacksonville in one of them. Jacksonville just does so many things that screams they're going to lose. Like, they got very fortunate. Like, I was so pissed off at the Cardinals. It's 4th and 4, and they go for a 40-yard bomb for the game.
low percentage, huh?
Yeah, it's 27-24. They're at midfield. It's 4th and 4, and my man Jacoby with time says, hell with it, let's go. And they lose. But I don't know, man. I just think it's far from over. I mean, what we've seen this year is, you know, all these teams are almost capable of losing to anybody.
Yeah.
And beating anybody.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely far from over. That's because, hell, it's changed from last week to this week, right? Yeah. All of a sudden, Baltimore is leading the division, and now Pittsburgh's fell into our lap. So that's a good thing, by the way. I think Pittsburgh's going to be a much easier team to get ahead of and stay ahead of than Baltimore, given if they start getting healthy and start getting better. So, look, I'm telling you, man, it's going to change weekly. I just want to make sure we keep our listeners up to date on kind of what it looks like right this second where we're at.
Yeah, I think 11 wins, you feel safe. All right, let's talk about a move from a former Texan that the Texans may have to run into very, very soon, and kind of look at and revisit something we talked about before with C.J. Stroud. We'll do that next.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks.
the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is a Reaction Monday right here live on The Drive on Sports Radio 610. Remember, it is a Monday and The Drive is off a little early today. So get ready for D'Amico Ryans and the coaches show that's coming up behind us. So stay tuned as they get ready for this big one against the Colts. A little news here, Clint. We talked about last week when they made the move right before the game. I mean, my man Damian Pierce, they didn't let him make it to the game. Right before the game, they cut him loose and released him. And Clint, of course, naturally, he is signed with the Chiefs in their practice squad. Also with that, Clint, former Texans running back Damian Pierce, who is signing with the Chiefs practice squad, had offers from the Chargers in the playoffs right now, the Broncos in the playoffs right now, the Bears in the playoffs right now, the Eagles in the playoffs right now, the Colts in the playoffs right now, the Bengals and the Dolphins. All of those teams he had offers from and also interest from others. That's a lot of teams and a lot of teams that are in it right now. He is eventually signed with the Chiefs. But, Clint, are you surprised after how we've seen the Texans approach him this year, where he is either not dressed or he has really just been a kick returner? You surprised this many teams and this many teams that are vying for something right now were interested in him?
Yeah, that's a bigger number than I thought. I said when we talked about it, I'll be surprised if he clears waivers. And you know, so any of these teams, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I mean, he may be of the ilk where waivers isn't a thing for him. But I think he cleared waivers, which means every team passed on him originally and then came back, and these would have all been quote-unquote free agent offers, I believe is how that works.
Yeah, I normally would assume that, yeah, but if he's waived, yeah.
So there's, you know, to think that there were 7-8 teams that were interested, I think that's a big number. Interesting that he lands with the Chiefs. I'm not real familiar with their running back situation, other than Kareem Hunt seems to be the guy that the cat that always lands on his damn feet and went for 100 yards last week. Yesterday. I mean,
he's nearly dead. He had 30 he had 30 carries, and they play again Thursday. And then Isaiah Pacheco has missed the last three games with a knee injury. They think he's going to return. But I mean, they had to run Clyde Edwards-Helaire out there for 5 carries, and he just was out of football. So
I didn't know Clyde was still with us, but I guess he's back.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he got 8 carries. I mean, 5 carries yesterday, and they probably didn't want to do that. So yeah, I think he will definitely probably help him in the kick return game, as we've seen that, especially during the D'Amico time, was, you know, his best role for the team. But no, man, I it'll be interesting to see how he plays in this system, in that system, as opposed to, you know, what we looked and saw him when he was having to do the zone read stuff and whatever it is they were trying to do here with Nick Kaley's offense. So it'll be interesting to see how he lands and how he does there.
Well, I tell you what, it'd just be interesting to see. I've stood on the mountaintop of it's silly to sit down here and talk about he doesn't fit a zone scheme. I mean, hell, every high school in Texas is running inside and outside zone. To say an NFL running back doesn't fit that is plumb ass silly, in my opinion. Now I've seen some pretty good minds maybe side with the Texans that is what the deal was. We'll see. I guarantee you Andy Reid's got inside and outside zone in his playbook. I guarantee you he's got a little G scheme in his playbook. So we'll see if Damian Pierce ends up working out there, maybe getting a little bit of run, and see if he looks halfway decent. It's hard for me to know. Is this one of them pickups of like, hey, man, we got a meaningful game in 2 weeks, let's pick him up and kind of pick his brain? Or is this one, we really like this guy. We clearly have a running back need and depth issue. We really like this guy, and he can get some run. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think Spags is like, man, we got to get this cat to give us some intel here. I think they really need help in the backfield. So I think hell, I think he may see some time Thursday and they in their next game against the Cowboys. All right, Clint, looking back at the CJ situation, we believe he will play on Sunday and get his role back as a starter with the Texans in this important game against the Colts. He's had some time to look back and look at things. And Clint, what are some changes I don't know if we expect or you're hoping to see from CJ from his time off after watching how this team has played on offense?
Well, yeah, I want to revisit a few things because I do, you know, even me that watches it through a quarterback's eye and studies the film, I do think there's like when you watch Davis in the same offense, I do think there are a few things that just really stood out that I think would benefit CJ. And things that personally in my evaluation and my film study before weren't always the case recently with CJ. So, and I think it starts with the command at the line of scrimmage. Okay, all offenses need the quarterback to have command at the line of scrimmage. And I'm not saying that CJ doesn't have command of the offense and a good understanding of the offense and knows how to handle things. I'm saying that even Davis Mills, even keeled ass, when you watch the TV copy, you can hear Davis Mills communicating and using his hands and talking and pointing guys out and all that kind of. And I believe that CJ Stroud would benefit from being more, what word am I looking for, Ron? More just using his arms and more animated in how he commands this offense. I think this isn't CJ's got a different vibe. He's got more swag and he's cool. No, if especially in this offense. I mean, think back to the days of Brady doing it, of how he's standing at the line of scrimmage pointing and yelling and changing and running up to the center and tapping on the button, making sure he can hear. You know, I mean, that we need to see more of that from CJ Stroud. And I think seeing it from Davis and hearing it from Davis, I think was good to see, right? And it reminded me of like, no, that is we need to see CJ move in that direction. It was obvious that, you know, we've heard from CJ and company. We've heard them talk about, well, we're just working on, we got to get out of the huddle quicker so that we have more time, you know, more time at the line of scrimmage for the defense to declare. Well, hell, we've been talking about that for a year and a half now. Right? I mean, we've been talking about that for a year and a half now about how we got to get out of the, what do we get to do offensively? Well, it starts with getting out of the huddle quicker and getting to the line of scrimmage. Well, Davis seemed to be pretty good at that. The pace seemed to be pretty good. Davis he didn't appear to be overwhelmed. Again, you could hear him on the TV copy communicating. I think CJ can take another step in his development just from that command at the line of scrimmage perspective, and I think Davis showed the way of kind of like, hey, this is kind of what it looks like, and he watched it for 3 weeks. So I think it starts there, Ron.
So the way he communicates,
being more in control and more awareness. And again, it's not a knock saying that CJ wasn't in control, but it's one of those of like being the more vocal, animated leader at the line of scrimmage. I would argue I want him more vocal and animated on the sideline too, especially when times aren't good. But absolutely at the line of scrimmage and even more so than Davis was, but the fact that you could see mild-mannered Davis doing it a little bit more actively than CJ, I think that's a lesson that could be learned and help CJ in a big way. The other one is I think it's obvious to all of us. I mean, I think it's clear that Davis and Nico Collins have a different level.
That's
of,
the one.
Yeah, that's it. They got a different level of chemistry. Ron, and maybe it's the backup that doesn't have a starting job to keep or a Pro Bowl expectations or whatever.
Maybe they came in together. I don't know. Yeah.
And maybe it's the veteran, more of a veteran, but it just seemed like Davis Mills had the willingness and ability to go screw whatever's going on this side of the field. I know coach said that versus this look, I should probably work over here to Dalton or yada, 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 but I'm gonna give Nico a look. I'm gonna give Nico an opportunity here to make a play. And I thought Davis, under several different circumstances over three games, clearly was doing that. We've seen CJ do it as well. It just hasn't been as prevalent this year. It seems like CJ's a little more focused on not making a mistake, on not getting behind the chains kind of deal, and which leads me to my third point. The command of the line of scrimmage, feeding Nico, and then the third point, which is just let it rip. CJ's got great instincts. CJ's a great, physically gifted, great player. You know, don't be afraid to be you. Take the chances. Manage with your instincts, but don't run from your instincts. His instincts are to be a little bit more aggressive, and that's okay. He needs to do those things. Just manage them, but just don't be afraid to be you, man. I think Davis, I know everybody doesn't like who he is because he is a backup quarterback, right? So it's not always this flashy, you know, just crazy to watch type of product. But I think Davis Mills goes out there every day and takes risk when he sees fit, not necessarily when the offense dictates it. And I think CJ could learn from that. Let it rip, young fella.
All right, it's a reaction Monday, and there was a lot to react to yesterday, including the Colts. They lost again. They now are 8-3, two games ahead of the Texans, and still two games left with the Texans and Jags in the division. We'll talk about this on the other side. You can chew on this. Do you believe the Texans still have a realistic chance to win the division? We'll discuss that coming up next.